I'm Todd Hatton, sitting in for Tracy Ross here on Sounds Good. I'm joined once again in the studio by Kate Lochte and Dr. Nancy Waldrop, who is the superintendent of McCracken County Schools.
Well, you've had a ribbon cutting ceremony for the new McCracken County High School, Dr. Waldrop, and what I want to know is what qualities make the new McCracken County High School a landmark school regionally, if not nationally?
Well, thank you, Kate. I have said for several months lately that, you know, it's not just a pretty face that matters. It's what's on the inside that counts. And that's the same for our new building. It supports every student. The form of the building follows its function, and that each student is supported, and they are supported by so many different opportunities that are available to them. They can finish all of their first 2 years of college and high school by using a combination of our dual credit courses, which we have about 30 of those, and then we have about 26 AP courses. We have certifications for computer technicians and a nurse's aide and culinary arts. So we feel as though that we have a school here that can find something for everybody, for every student.
Explain the instructional design known as small learning communities.
Well, that's what I meant earlier when I referred to that the very structure of the building follows the form follows its function. Students will be assigned to a small learning community as a freshman, and they will stay with that group of students for their entire high school career. And they will have one principal, one counselor, and that number of students will not exceed 400. And when you've heard us talk often about the five houses, there are five very distinct buildings within our building that are connected to our building. And so the students, that will be their home base. That's where their lockers will be. They have the same locker for their 4 years of high school. They will have freshmen and sophomore be on the first floor, juniors and seniors on the second floor of their houses, of their home base. And they will take most of their core courses there, but they will go out into the building for their electives, whether that be engineering or the media program or PE and band and musical theater. They will meet up with other kids who are like-minded when they go out for all of their electives.
So that essentially you are preserving the intimacy that some worried about consolidation taking away.
And that was valid. And that was why we worked very carefully with our architects and with educators and with all of the people who work here in the district to come up with a plan that would protect the small community of learning and still be able to offer the multitude of opportunities that we can by having a large school.
Tell me about Project Lead the Way.
Project Lead the Way is a national program that we have been involved in for several years. I think we have been involved now for entering our fifth year. And our piece of that begins in the fifth grade and goes through high school. And it's a very much of a STEM initiative, one that Kentucky has been a leader in the nation. We have been able to offer mechanical engineering, biomedical engineering, digital engineering in our high schools. In our middle schools, we offer what they call the beginning technology. And we begin a series of exposures to different STEM careers and STEM experiences in the middle school. And the fifth grade, they build a Mars rover, or they have the past 2 years. As a matter of fact, we won first place in the state. Reedland Elementary did with their Mars rover.
Wow. It's a whole different world. You're a McCracken County High School girl, right?
Yes, yes. I graduated from Lone Oak.
So tell me what opening day is going to be like.
Opening day is just going to be filled with celebration in all of our schools. Opening day, I still get very excited about it, just like I did when I was a kid. And we all do. Opening day, we have a great partnership going with Murray State that's going to come down and help us with our opening day at McCracken County High School. And we have lots of fun events planned, and we have those kinds of fun events planned at all of our schools.
Well, I know everyone's excited, and I anticipate that you've had lots of community. I know you've had lots of community conversations, and lots of businesses and community groups are involved in the opening day. So, congratulations, and keep in touch.
We will. Thank you so much. Come see us.
Will do.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.